WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Arthur Schnabel was one of the foremost pianists in the first half of this century. He first performed in his native Austria and later played throughout Europe and the United States. Schnabel was a purist in both his devotion to the classics and in his performance style. Many of his old recordings are now available on compact disc. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been listening to one of them and has this review.
I love Arthur Schnabel. I wish I'd been around to hear him play the piano in person, one of the few reasons I'd want to be older. Of course, the reason I know him at all is that he recorded. He recorded a lot. In the 30s, he became the first pianist to record all the Beethoven sonatas. And fortunately, most of his recordings have been available at one time or another since his death in 1951. Some of his greatest recordings have been issued by Arabesque on compact disc. These include most of his astonishing Schubert records. He was probably the most important rediscoverer of Schubert's piano music in this century. And his first complete set of the five Beethoven concertos, conducted by Sir Malcolm Sargent in the early 30s. Schnabel is often classified among the intellectual musicians. But as is often the case, intellectual probably has more to do with intuitive emotional understanding than with any abstract theories. A Schnabel performance is characterized by the most poignant phrasing you've ever heard, with an uncanny lightness of touch and glistening tone that is never self-congratulatory, but always at the service of some greater and deeper expression of the music. Listen to his timing in this transitional section from the slow movement of the Beethoven Fourth Piano Concerto. I think you can often tell more about performers from the way they handle transitions than from the way they play either the big tunes or the ferocious virtuoso stuff. It's a sign of how deeply they understand an entire piece. At the beginning of the movement, there's a sort of war going on between the orchestra and the soloist. Liszt compared this amazing passage to the story of Orpheus taming the wild beasts with his lyre. Gradually, with the quietest of voices, the piano begins to calm the rage of the orchestra, and finally succeeds. But for me, the greatest moment of all, and no one else I've ever heard plays this like Schnabel, comes in the sudden series of ominously rising trills and obsessive downward runs in the piano. This is the one sign that this effort, this attempt music makes to civilize our uncontrollable instincts, has its cost. If nothing else, a momentary but terrifying glimpse into the abyss. Then peace is movingly restored, and the piano can sail away with the orchestra into the practically undiluted joy of the last movement.
Thank you.
That was Arthur Schnabel playing the Beethoven 4th Piano Concerto. It's wonderful to have these Schnabel recordings conveniently available in the latest technology, though in the Beethoven concertos, I actually prefer the scratchier but more spacious sound of the arabesque LP versions. And if truth be told, nothing comes near the warmth and clarity of the original 78s played on the best modern equipment. But of course, the important thing is that they're available at all, and that someone in power feels that even after half a century, it's still important to hear these performances, which have never been equaled.
Lloyd Schwartz is a poet and classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.